Hello. Here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, August 8th. Here on the newscast, we've been reporting on the gray wolf and possible reintroduction of the species into the western slope. The gray wolf was originally native to Colorado. A large population of wolves was eventually eradicated by the 1940s. But after wolves have been reintroduced to our neighbors in Wyoming and other states, there has been much talk about bringing back wolves to Colorado. Two recent sightings of gray wolves in Jackson and Grand counties brought the issue back into the news. In May, lawmakers debated a proposed ballot initiative, number 79, that would have taken the issue to voters and let them decide if wolves should be reintroduced into the state. That initiative eventually died in committee with no action being taken. However, the move to take the gray wolf off the protections of the endangered list continued. And here in Delta County, commissioners voted at their last business meeting to write a letter to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service supporting the delisting of the gray wolf. According to the Delta County Citizens Report, Chairman Don Supas said that wolves are, quote, a havoc to ranchers, end quote. Commissioners Mark Rober and Mike Lane agreed, saying the animal has recovered and doesn't need extra protections. Delta Commissioner Mike Lane was in KVNF studios yesterday for the monthly Delta County Commissioner's Report, and we asked him about the wolves. We started by asking Lane why the commissioners wrote the letter to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
Well, just to let them know that we are aware of the wolf situation. Farming and ranching is at the whim of the weather and predatory animals. If the wolves start becoming more and more populated, like Minnesota has become, you know, then you start losing your pets in your towns that you're where the wolves can come in and get your cats and dogs. And it's just not the animals that are on the ranch or the farm. It can be, you know, in town, because they can become pretty brave and aggressive. And especially if they feel or get the taste that they want that, they'll go after it. And then you have the wolf pack, you know. I think they hunt in a pack rather than in singular. And so if you get one, there's however many more that's going to come after you. And sometimes they just kill for the thrill of it. And, of course, they can be devastating to livestock and to sheep, especially. You know, they can just go through and tear them up and go on. So I think we have to be real careful of the wolf reintroduction issue just because of that. And hopefully there isn't a tragedy that happens has to wake people up. Maybe we can get it figured out before that. But
there are two issues here: delisting the wolf from the protected list and reintroducing them into Colorado. The gray wolf was delisted after legal fights in Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, Oregon, and Washington. But don't expect the animal to be reintroduced into Colorado anytime soon. It is possible Initiative 79 could be debated again in this fall's legislative session. From the Denver Post, violent crime in Colorado rose by 7.95% in 2018 over the prior year, though murders decreased by 3.21%, according to data released yesterday by the Colorado Bureau of Investigation. The data, recorded by law enforcement agencies around the state, shows that more than half of Colorado's violent crime is categorized as aggravated assault. In 2018, 25,201 violent crimes were reported across the state, compared to 23,345 in 2017. Police agencies recorded 211 murders, compared to 218 in 2017. Aggravated assault reports rose 12.6% between 2017 and 18, with 14,403 reported in 2018 and 12,785 in 2017. and sexual offenses rose 5.1%, with 6,834 reported in 2018 compared to 6,508 in 2017. This is the second year of statistics under CBI's new system, which changed how crimes are reported to the agency based on the National Incident-Based Reporting System, which is used by the FBI. It provides more detailed crime data breakdowns, allowing for multiple crimes in one incident to be counted in their respective categories. Previously, only the main charge would be counted. The agency also added a theme that focuses on hate crimes to the report this year, with charts and statistics providing information on hate crimes voluntarily reported by law enforcement agencies. The FBI hasn't released its 2018 hate crimes statistics report. And finally today, no news is good news, at least when severe weather in Colorado is concerned. While there's still time to go in the annual monsoon storm season, the Denver Post is reporting that Colorado's severe weather season likely will finish as one of the slower ones in recent memory. Through Sunday, Colorado had tallied 228 total severe weather reports so far in 2019. That's less than half of the 19-year annual average of 468 statewide reports of severe weather. According to the National Weather Service, the official definition of a severe storm is one or more of the following: a tornado, a storm-related wind gust of 58 miles per hour or higher, or 1-inch diameter, quarter size, or greater hail. Typically, Colorado's busiest months for severe weather are in May and June, when an active jet stream and springtime temperature clashes create ripe conditions for strong storms. While July and August can also feature plenty of severe storms in Colorado, there tends to be a sharp drop-off at the end of the summer and into early fall, meaning that 228 statewide severe weather report figure is likely to grow dramatically before cooler weather returns. A slow start to the annual monsoon season has also helped limit severe storms, though monsoon-related severe weather is usually not nearly as busy as the springtime storms. Within the umbrella of overall severe weather, Colorado's preliminary tornado report count stands at 34 through Sunday. That figure is closer to Colorado's official annual average total of 53 tornadoes, almost all of which take place between March and August. And that was your KVNF Regional Newscast for Thursday, August 8th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening. Thank you.